Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
Things are doing good here. Today, we have the final voter registration deadline if anybody wants to register or make changes to their current registration, voter registration card. They have to do it today, by 5 o'clock. The city election for mayor and three districts are up for election, and so is a municipal judge seat, is March 6th
What are some
of
of the
this
issues that
year.
are being confronted by the mayor's election as far as, what the state of the city is? Because this is what, the second full-term election that's coming up?
The first or the second election for a 4-year term. Prior to that, we had the first one with Mayor Susie Galea. She was elected and was supposed to serve for 4 years, but she resigned after two for personal reasons. And then we had an election that had Richard Boss being elected for the remainder of her term. And now we're having the election for a 4-year term. This will be the third mayor election, but it's actually for a full 4-term. It's only the second one.
Okay, well, let's talk about who's running in this election.
Richard Boss, our current mayor, is seeking re-election, and then Paul Sanchez is opposing him.
And this is a nonpartisan election. What are some of the issues that the candidates are looking to run on?
The majority of the issues are getting our desalination project up and running, opening up our family fun center, which is actually called Basin Lanes. It's a bowling alley with arcades and laser tags and a grill in there. And that's been going on for quite some time to get that not only constructed. They started on construction last year, but they are almost finished with it and should be opening it this year. But the issue is that certain people think they've dragged their feet when they've actually done a lot.
From your perspective, Dwayne, how is the state of Alamogordo?
It is going very well. There's a lot of things happening in Alamogordo. Hopefully, the missions will be bedded down in at Holloman. That's still kind of up in the air, but with them coming in, it would really benefit the city a lot with jobs and opportunities for businesses to open. Other than that, it's doing pretty well. It could be doing better, but it's doing good right now. And if, like I say, if Holloman comes in, then we'll do even better.
Now, you've got three district seats coming up for election. Is there a possibility that these seats will change hands and change the makeup of of Alamogordo representation?
Yes. In District 6, it's filling the seat that Erica Martin resigned from earlier this year. She resigned last year, and it's going to be for 2 years. It's normally a 4 years term for that District 6 seat, so that'll change there. And then there's a possibility incumbent Nadia Sykes is up against four other candidates,
Four
so there's a
candidates.
possibility. Seeing she's got a tough job there. That's in the District 2 seat. And then the other one is District 4, where Jenny Turnbull is not seeking re-election, and that's another four-year term for there. So it could change the makeup of the commission quite a bit.
Okay, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.